Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guests, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store as well as on TV, on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. When you hear the word aphrodisiac, what do you think of? In Aphrodisiac Adventures, the key to using and understanding aphrodisiacs, author Lillian Zeltzer tells us there's a whole lot more to aphrodisiacs than sexuality. Lillian joins us from Victoria, Australia to tell us more about her book and why she wrote it. Lillian, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda, for your kind introduction.
Will you please give us a quick overview of Aphrodisiac Adventures?
Basically, it is a guide to understanding of how aphrodisiacs work and what they can do for you. It's exploration of a mysterious world of aphrodisiacs. It covers scientific discoveries and ancient wisdom, as well as effective aphrodisiac recipes and practical tips, legends, humorous stories about some historical figures that achieved their goals by using aphrodisiacs.
Very interesting.
The book is basically for people who would like to do better in life by maximizing their natural potential with natural remedies.
Okay, well, on top of that, did you write your book with any specific type of reader in mind?
Oh, absolutely. It is written for open-minded people who'd like to improve their lives using natural remedies and those who dare to enjoy the life they always dreamed about. Life that's filled with success, passionate love, fun, happy relationships, high self-esteem, and brilliant career, and much more, regardless of age. We all deserve it, and we can do that. There are things here that we can learn.
I really like that idea because I don't know of too many people who don't want to lead a better life. So you call yourself the aphrodisiacs expert. How long have you been learning about aphrodisiacs, and where did your interest begin?
The story is unusual and it is a little bit longish, so I wouldn't go into details, but I will say that once upon a time, I did not believe in the magic of aphrodisiacs, these hocus pocus things that attract lovers or seduce someone or bring you good luck. But then something happened in my life. I accidentally stumbled on love potion recipe that fell out literally of an old book that my husband tried to fix. And that called for 18 botanicals, which I couldn't find locally in Australia. So we decided to travel the world to find them and make that recipe and see if it works. And that's how it started. So my first trip actually opened the can of worms. So I realized that it's real, that people love it, they use it, they put high value on aphrodisiacs because it works.
Okay. Well, I read that your husband is a medical doctor. So how did you get him interested in this topic?
He was the one actually who instigated the whole thing because he actually wrote a doctorate in his early days that included adaptogens, the plants that synthesize certain elements due to hard environment where they grow. And those elements allow them to survive. So they are very potent and can help people in similar way to restore their energies, rejuvenate their abilities to enjoy what was programmed by nature.
I believe that you and the good doctor have created a product line of aphrodisiacs. Will you please share a bit about that with us?
Yes, the actual product called Aphrodope, which is original name of the recipe that fell out of the book. Aphrodope is basically aphrodisiac. I understand dope is as a remedy. Well, when after 25 years of traveling and gathering those ingredients, we finally had all of them in Australia, my husband actually set up lab and created or recreated Aphrodope, the recipe, the original recipe. And there we went looking for distributors to put it on the shelves of pharmacies. But unfortunately, there were so many hurdles to do that, that I would probably need three lifetimes to get all the paperwork done. So we decided that it tastes good and all our friends loved it and it worked. So we just locked it into a nice crystal bottle and called it liqueur, which is in essence what it is, botanical extraction of botanical powers of the plants, and started distribution. In the first year, we won many awards, including an award in San Francisco and New York.
You said that it took you 25 years to find all of these botanicals. So did you eventually end up finding a way to grow them in Australia, or are you still traveling around to gather this stuff?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we found all ingredients at the places where they grow in the wild at their highest potency. So we analyzed all those active ingredients and made sure that local suppliers can produce enough, or in some places we use foragers who still gather material in the wild. It all depends on the product. But we take great care of quality, because quality is the sheer reason why we are doing it. Something that will bring joy to those who use it. It changes lives. Well, so far, I believe that we helped many people to change their relationships, well, get rid of certain fears and produce happier relationships.
Other than testing it on yourselves, how did you come to the conclusion that your formula really worked?
It's a very good question, but after trying and personally experiencing aphrodisiacs from different cultures, well, it's hard not to believe that it works. Plus, in my travels, I met hundreds of people from different cultural backgrounds who still use aphrodisiacs in their everyday life, and their recipes had been there for maybe thousands, well, but let's say hundreds of years. Well, I believe that the real knowledge comes through experience.
I have to agree with that. So other than the standard, what we think of as enhancing one's sex life, if someone tried your elixir, what would they expect to experience or feel?
To start with, their taste buds will tell them that it's something that is familiar. They tasted it before, but they wouldn't be able to identify what exactly they're tasting. If it's passion fruit, or it's pink grapefruit, or it's something amazing, it's combination. There's no sugar, no artificial flavors or anything else there. There's purely botanical, 18 botanicals, but it gives lift. It elates your feelings to the point that you want to smile, and unexplainably you become happy. It's not your narcotic. It produces that effect, especially with regular use. Some people just take a tablespoon every day and experience buildup of sexual energy at any age. There are reports of some people, anecdotal ones, that in their late 70s fathered children using our product, which is wow. Amazing, yes, and very pleasing to know.
Well, Lillian, you offer workshops about aphrodisiacs. What is it that you teach in these workshops?
Well, my experience of transferring traditional recipes that require certain cooking facilities or difficult to obtain ingredients into something that people can do in their own kitchens. That's what I do. I actually test recipes, traditional recipes, on their potency by preparing them in my own kitchen. And those recipes I give away to people. And not only recipes, we are not talking about only something that we eat or drink, but something that we can hear, smell, touch. All our senses actually work towards enhancement of sexual energy. And by the way, sexual energy, it's nothing to do with actually sexual act. Sexual energy, it's something that impacts our behavior, our success in life, emotional, physical, and mental health. It's much more than just your desire to be passionate about someone or provoke someone's feelings towards you.
Very interesting. So is Aphrodisiac Adventures similar to any other book we might find on the shelves?
Well, I believe that this is the first book to focus on legendary aphrodisiacs and their specific effects, which can be matched to each person's individual needs through enjoyable process of experimentations with aphrodisiacs. I give a lot of valuable information about what can rejuvenate, boost, and maintain the ultimate balance of sexual energy. Basically, you can't go wrong by experimenting with aphrodisiacs if you follow the recipe.
Well, Lillian, now that you've written one book on the subject, will you be writing more?
Oh, thank you for asking, Linda. It is my desire to put a lot of material that I collected in 30 years plus into something that will be useful for people. I also will be producing a television series that will document my finds and be useful for generations to come.
That's great. So what would you say is the main message in Aphrodisiac Adventures that your readers will learn?
Well, they will learn the most simple thing in life, that life is there to be enjoyed. That's how we were programmed. And Aphrodisiac's adventures are basically journey to health, long life, and pleasures.
I like that message. So now, will you please read a short excerpt from Aphrodisiac Adventures for our listeners?
Absolutely. For thousands of years, people experimented with plants, animals, and other natural resources in hope that synthesized and accumulated in them materials, chemicals, and compounds would promote the health of their libido. Fortunately for us, only effective aphrodisiacs survived the test of time. Take, for instance, pine pollen, which appears on the male cones of pine trees. Its erect little tree penises are loaded with phytotestosterone designed to fertilize female pine cones with the aid of wind, insects, and birds. European ancestors noticed that this light-colored golden dust fallen from the pine trees onto the ground was sought after by animals in the spring heat. They correctly assumed it to be an aphrodisiac. So this is how they discovered its potency and ability to treat male version of menopause for males, which called andropause. Chinese herbalists came up with their own effective version of the same remedy, dragon brew, which is made of ginseng, ginger, Indian mulberry, mountain flax seeds, horny goat weed, and deer antler velvet. Remarkably, both remedies are still being used around the world today. The best thing is that most of natural aphrodisiacs are free to take. They are around us. It's possible that instinctively you have been using some of these aphrodisiacs in foods or drinks. However, you did not link your good mood or enjoyable feelings with the humble ingredients.
Very interesting. I definitely want to finish reading your book. So now I want to know, where can we learn more about you and where can we purchase Aphrodisiac Adventures?
Most of the information about me can be found on the website aphrodisiacsexpert.com. By the way, if you're interested to receive my free aphrodisiac tips and recipes, as well as some regular updates about upcoming aphrodisiac events like dinner parties or workshops, please subscribe on that website. I'll just repeat, it's aphrodisiacexpert.com. It's one word. You also can purchase a book on this website. You can get some more information about me on LinkedIn or YouTube. Just search under Lillian Zeltzer. If you would like to book one-on-one private consultation, you can also do it through website.
Okay. I believe on your website, if you look under events and products, you will find a menu called Aphrodisiac Adventures Book, and that's where the links to where you can purchase your book is found, along with a synopsis. Is that correct?
Thank you, Linda. Yes, definitely. It is on a website under events and products in a drop-down menu, Aphrodisiac Adventures Book.
We've been talking with Lillian Zeltzer, author of Aphrodisiac Adventures, The Key to Using and Understanding Aphrodisiacs. Lillian, thank you so much for taking time to share your book with us today. I found it very interesting, and I'm sure that our audience has as well. And I do hope that you'll want to come back and chat with us again when you publish your next book.
Thank you for inviting me to your program, Linda. It is an honor to be with you and your wonderful audience of the book lovers, who no doubt would enjoy their journey to health, long life, and pleasures.
In Aphrodisiac Adventures, Lillian shares some important discoveries of ancient aphrodisiacs, personal experiences, amazing legends and humorous stories, and many time-tested aphrodisiac recipes, which had been known to natives for hundreds of years and now supported by science and statistics. If you want to learn more, please go to aphrodisiacsexpert.com and order your copy today. And when you finish, don't forget to post a review. And please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember, the author show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, the Roku channel, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.